This is an in-betweenisode of the All Things Risk podcast. Welcome and welcome back to the All Things Risk podcast. My name is Ben Cattaneo. I'm your host. This is my show. This is where we use the lenses of risk and uncertainty to explore all types of phenomena. And I know it's been just over 2 weeks since our last episode, and I did say that we'd get back to you this week, and the week isn't over. It's Saturday morning, so I'm keeping that commitment, but I am coming to you with an in-betweenisode. We haven't done one of these for a while. These are shorter, sharper episodes. Normally, we do long-form conversations with some really awesome guests, but I thought I'd do an in-betweenisode, and I wanted to share something, so I'll start off with this. I've been thinking about ways in which you can support the show. I've been thinking about advertising a little bit. Some of you have asked me about all of that. These episodes do take some time and money to produce. They take actually a lot of time in terms of finding the guests, scheduling, research, preparation, recording, editing, doing the show notes, the post-production, the promotion, all of that stuff, and a little bit of money in terms of server costs, microphones, equipment, that sort of thing. So I do this on my own dime and at my own time. I'm a full-time risk professional, so this is a side project for me. And as many of you have inquired about ways in which to support the show, I've decided to start that journey. These episodes, I will reassure you, will always be free of charge. And I am going to keep advertising to a minimum. I'm going to limit advertising to things I like and I use. I may experiment with some crowdfunding. There's an argument around independence to say that crowdfunding might be better than just advertising. But for now, and for this in-betweenisode, I'm very pleased to announce that this episode is brought to you by Audible. And Audible is the place to get audiobooks. I use it and like it a lot. I listen to audiobooks whilst running, commuting, shopping, doing loads of other things. And for my listeners, you can get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial to Audible and choose one of over 180,000 titles and get something for your iPhone, your Android device, your Kindle, or your MP3. What you need to do for my US listeners, you go to audibletrial.com/allthingsrisk. For my UK listeners, you need to click on the link in the post accompanying this episode. If you're in neither the US or the UK, sorry about that. Don't have that up for Canadian and Australian listeners in particular. I'm looking for ways to do that. And I might look for other ways in which you can support the show, but this is a way to start. So with that in mind, and with the theme of books in mind, I wanted to share with you some of the best books I've read recently, those I'm in the middle of reading and those I'm about to read. I'm one of those people that reads 3 to 4 books at a time. And some of my books are appropriately titled risk books, but others far less so. And this is a show that is not for risk professionals by a risk professional. This is a show for anyone. And I'm a huge believer in the importance of reading things and exploring things outside of the domain of your expertise or aspiring expertise. We need more polymaths in our world. We need more people with multidisciplinary backgrounds. So I thought I'd share with you some of the books that I've been reading and enjoying. My last episode, our last episode, was about a book, about an author who wrote a book. And this one was Red Card, FIFA and the Fall of the Most Powerful Men in Sports. It was by Ken Benzinger. You should listen to my conversation with him. This is a fascinating book that reads like a thriller, even though it chronicles the FIFA corruption scandal and all that went around all of that, including the FBI investigation. It has some parallels with Russia and what's going on in our world at the moment. Check that one out. So that was the first one I wanted to mention. There are quite a few others, and I'm going to go through them first by talking about risk books, or books that you might classically think about as risk books, and then several others that I also think are risk books, but you might not think about them in quite the same way. The next one I wanted to talk about is actually one that features on an upcoming episode of the All Things Risk podcast is by Dan Davis, and it's called Lying for Money: How Legendary Frauds Reveal the Workings of Our World. And it's a book that outlines the different characteristics of fraud and has a number of very colorful examples. Nassim Nicholas Taleb wrote about the book saying, if you want to learn to fend fraud, read this. And if you want to commit fraud, don't. But if you absolutely must, read this first. It's a very readable, very enjoyable book, but also incredibly insightful. And more on that one in the coming weeks and months. And do look out for our conversation with Dan Davies. So that was Lying for Money. The next one I wanted to mention was Signals: How Everyday Signs Can Help Us Navigate the World's Turbulent Economy. It's written by Pippa Malmgren, and she talks about how things like magazine covers, what's on magazine covers, what's sold in supermarkets, are indicators of broader things that are going on in our economy. Very interesting read, very insightful, and one that I do recommend if you want to take a little bit of an alternative lens to how things are shaping up in our world. Pippa did predict, allegedly, did predict the Trump and the Brexit phenomenons and things like populism. So there's something there. The next one I wanted to recommend is one that I've talked about before. It's by astronaut Chris Hadfield, An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth. I think this is a wonderful book. It talks a lot about being an astronaut, obviously, and what all of that entails. Things like planning for a mission, so very interesting from a risk angle. But there are some interesting insights that Commander Hadfield has about humanity and about cooperation and loads of other great stuff. So highly recommend An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth. Now, for those of you who know me and who have listened to the podcast for some time, you know that I'm very interested in athletic performance, human endurance, and that mind-body connection. So the next book I wanted to recommend is about all of those things. It's called The Sports Gene: Inside the Science of Extraordinary Athletic Performance. It's by David Epstein, and it's a fascinating book. It has all kinds of very interesting insights around, for instance, why hand-eye coordination isn't exactly what's going on when hitting a baseball versus a softball. It talks about the role of talent and whether that's born or bred, and a range of other things. So highly recommend The Sports Gene. Do check that one out. Right, so the next few books that I'm going to mention are books I'm currently reading, but I haven't finished, so I can't give you a full recommendation, but I think I'm pretty close to recommending these, so do check them out. So sticking with that theme of human performance and endurance, and this is very interesting stuff. If you are interested in risk, in decision-making, in resilience, I think it's very important to think about and to read about the limits of the human body and the human mind. So this book is called Endure: Mind, Body, and the Curious Elastic Limits of Human Performance. It's by Alex Hutchinson, and it is fascinating. I'm in the middle of reading it. There's so much to it. Very, very highly recommended, particularly if you're an endurance athlete, but if you're not, it's also incredibly interesting. The next one is all about the mind. So sticking with the mind, How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan. And Michael Pollan is known as a food writer. He dips into, more than dips into, the world of the mind and psychedelics and the importance, the promise that psychedelics have for treating things like depression and anxiety. And it's not really just a book about psychedelics, it's a book about how the mind works. So it's fascinating from the vantage point around how we think, how we make decisions, and how much we really don't know about the mind and how much we're learning. And it's a book that I think will smash some taboos. So that's a very interesting one. Again, haven't finished reading it yet, but so far it has me enthralled. So do check that one out, How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan. And finally, another book that I'm reading is called Enlightenment Now by Steven Pinker, The Case for Reason, Science, Humanism, and Progress. And if you're feeling a little bit down about the state of the world, then I recommend reading this book, because this is a book that talks a lot about how much progress we have made as a species and how much promise we have as a species. So it's a very positive book that I think you will enjoy. And I'd now like to finish off with four books that I haven't started reading, but I plan on doing so. The first one is Nassim Taleb's Skin in the Game. I loved Fooled by Randomness and The Black Swan. They are fabulous books. Highly recommend them. I'm not so sure about this one. I've heard mixed reviews. I get the concept of skin in the game. I like Taleb. I find him a little bit aggressive on Twitter, but it's Taleb. So I will read Skin in the Game and I'll let you know all about it. So the next one is Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Hariri. Hariri has come out with Homo Deus in 2015. Sapiens was written in 2011. He's also come out with a book called Lessons for the 21st Century. I'm pretty new to Hariri, so I thought I'd start with Sapiens and see how that one goes. The next one is called The Cyclist Who Went Out in the Cold, Adventures Along the Iron Curtain by Tim Moore, and it chronicles the author's 9,000-kilometer journey along the old Iron Curtain in Finland on an old East German shopping bike. And I love stuff like this, so I thought I'd check that one out. It's about adventure. Obviously, it's about risk, so I'm giving that one a shot. Finally, How Not to Die, Discover the Food Scientifically Proven to Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease by Dr. Michael Greger and Gene Stone. I'm quite interested in health, and there's a lot that's been written about plant-based foods, and I thought I'd give that one a try. So that is it. Those are the books that I've read recently, or books that I've read recently that I recommend, books I'm currently reading, and books I am about to read. So that's it for this in-betweenisode. And you can get most of these books at Audible, but you don't have to. There's something to be said for having a physical book, even a hardcover book. Wow, what a rarity these days. But if you like audiobooks, you can get most of these titles using your 30-day free trial of Audible, where you can get a free audiobook for US listeners. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/allthingsrisk. For UK listeners, click on the link in this post, which you can find on allthingsrisk.co.uk. That's .co.uk. Let me know what you think about these books. Let me know what you think about advertising. I do like Audible. I'm going to continue with it, but let me know what you think. And if you have other ideas about ways in which you can support the show, that would be great as well. allthingsrisk@gmail.com. That's it for now. We will be back in a few days with our next long form conversation. So stay tuned for that. And in the interim, don't forget, risk is life.